springtime and Easter are both times of rebirth. You have seen the blossoms in the trees, the flowers of spring beginning to grow in your gardens, bringing that touch of beauty, a feast for your eyes, and the scents of the flowers, a feast for that sense of smell. The grass is green and rich, and all of life seems to be reproducing itself. And we take that as how spring is, at the new beginning. But if you bring in the story of Easter, it was also a time of opportunity, of new thought, new ideas. For as the Nazarene, Jesus, left the earth and went into spirit, he reappeared to many and seemed as if he was a solid human being again, but reborn in a radiance and a light that was overwhelming and proved that indeed there is life after death. It is a rebirth, a shedding of the physical body, an acquiring or revealing the soul of whoever has passed. And he indicated that everyone survives, even as there were the two robbers on the other crosses. He said he would see them. And he meant he would see them in the spirit world. They might not reside in exactly the same space he did, but he could choose to visit them. And they would be alive. Every soul survives, whether they like it or not. And they are all met with love. Every soul came from love, that greatest of love, which is God, or whatever your understanding of that term means, but it is pure love. Every soul comes from that love, and every soul goes home. Each one of you experiences challenges in your life. You may have losses of a loved one to spirit, you may lose your job, a relationship breakup, a pet pass. There are so many times when doors shut. But as was said in the reading, every time a door shuts, in whatever way, it's an opportunity for new growth. To look at life in a slightly different way, hopefully with lessons that have been learned from whatever experience has shut the door, or just the freedom to make some changes in your life. Those are always your free will. You can choose to move forward and be like the flowers, pushing your way through the earth into the sunlight and blooming and expressing another part of your soul, your soul's growth, your soul's journey. And just like the flowers that die down and rest a while and then come up again, so is your life pattern. It's a series of doors opening and closing. When you incarnate, you have shut the door, or partially shut the door, from your spirit home, and you incarnate as a young baby on earth, where you are faced with a myriad of experiences, each one an opportunity to shape your soul growth, to shape your ideas. Every time this happens, be thankful. Sometimes that's hard because you might be hurting. You might have had a deep loss of someone you love, and that is painful, and it's important to acknowledge that. But it does open new doors, new learning of how to be without that person. Some of you have lost a job quickly, without any forewarning. And that can be devastating to your self-esteem, much as a breakup of a relationship. But each time that happens, give yourself a bit of time to heal, and then look forward to, or look out, pay attention to what new opportunities are in front of you. New people to meet, new experiences to have, opportunities to bring out a strength or a gift that you didn't have the time for before. There are so many ways in which you can move forward. Maybe it's even moving to a new place, a new city, a new country. Or maybe you have the freedom to travel around the world and meet people of other cultures.